Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coronavirus, what travelers need to know. Anne McDermott joining us from faircompare.com. The spread of coronavirus as deaths grow in China, thousands more are infected. It's not something that people are taking lightly, Anne. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel like there's nothing worse than sitting on an airplane next to someone who's sick, no matter what their illness is.
Well, agreed. That is a problem, especially now. It's flu season, and we're seeing this anyway. One of the problems with what's going on with the coronavirus is that there's so much we don't know. As the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, say, this is an emerging, rapidly evolving situation. They add that it's a serious public threat. They do say that there's probably unlikely exposure for many Americans. It's considered low. But, you know, again, there's a lot of conflicting information going on. I would do what you would do anytime there's illness around, which is use your common sense. Don't fly if you're sick. If you see anybody that looks real sick, you might want to mention it to a flight attendant. Use hand sanitizer and use it on the armrests and the tray tables, which are big-time germ magnets.
And the plane is really kind of when we're talking about something like this, that right now it's in one area, but we see it spread a little bit, a couple cases here in the U.S., whether it's the plane or the airport. That's kind of like ground zero where you have to be concerned.
People are doing things about it. The government, the CDC, has set up a screening of passengers coming into the U.S., either on direct or connecting flights from Wuhan, China. This is taking place in Atlanta, Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, and San Francisco. And we've just learned that the Centers for Disease Control is boosting their staffing at 20 other U.S. airports that have quarantine facilities. So that and the fact that airlines are waiving change fees. If you want to change your flight, please, by all means, go ahead. It's free. And they're doing this through the end of February, which is an unusually long time for to do something of this nature.
Okay, waiving change fees. Now, up until now, how did the airlines treat cases when someone is sick?
Well, you know, if somebody is sick, they're, you know, not going to assume that it's going to be lethal for everybody on board. I mean, let's face it. I think everyone in this conversation has flown sick before. It's just one of those things where, you know, you sort of grin and bear. If you have purchased, and this is under normal circumstances, if you have purchased non-refundable tickets, as most of us do, because they're cheaper, much cheaper, you don't get your money back, and that's why people fly. You know, these change fees are significant. They can go up to $200. So that's why people continue to fly sick, or often do. But when they waive the change fees, you know, it makes it a lot easier for people to say, yeah, you're right, I shouldn't fly.
Well, what types of things were put in place maybe when the SARS outbreak happened that, you know, airlines follow now to make sure that the spread is mitigated?
Well, what I can tell you is that things that are not unlike what we're seeing now, you know, extra attention, some screening at airports, and, you know, it got a lot of attention because people would, you know, were very, people got scared when they saw people that were sick. However, the first reported SARS case, and I specifically gathered this information so I could talk about it a little bit, was first reported again in China in 2002. But and about 700 people died overall. But there have been no new cases reported of SARS since 2004. So that was a rather short-lived situation. And at the time of SARS, there were fears that there would be tens of thousands of deaths. Headlines at the time suggested that stock markets would tumble, planes would be idled because no one would travel. And yes, stocks did tumble at one point, but as an expert pointed out in a story I recently read in Barron's, that situation was corrected within 2 months. And the other stuff just simply never happened. It didn't come, the dire predictions didn't come true.
Interesting. It almost sounds like right now with this coronavirus. Are airlines and stepping up the disinfecting of planes, the cleaning of planes, more than before?
I have seen some stories about that, but I'll be honest, I don't have a lot of information about that. It would not surprise me in the least. Flight attendant unions are known for being very concerned about what's going on here, and I'm sure whatever they can do to assist airlines in stepping up and doing more, I'm sure they're doing it. They don't want to be sick either. None of us do.
Yeah, but what really can they do? When you're talking about, you know, going from one flight to the next, the turnover is so quick. It's not like they can, you know, stick a bug bomb in the plane and, you know, fumigate the whole thing for germs.
Well, I think it's, being alert for the as to what passengers are getting on the planes, that type of thing, and who looks sick and keeping sick people away, and, you know, doing what they can. I have heard stories about, you know, people, everyone on a plane or most of the people on a plane wearing those little masks. I've heard, you know, people talking about, you know, having tons of hand sanitizer on them, that sort of thing. I'm not going to fly to China tomorrow, but I have no qualms whatsoever about getting on a plane in this country.
I am not going to fly to China tomorrow either. So welcome to the club. And thanks so much. It's Ann McDermott of faircompare.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.